Favorite Position, written and read by Calicolor. Fandom is Tian Guan Sifu, or in English, Heaven Official's Blessing. Relationship, Fang Xin and Mu Qing. Characters include Fang Xin, Mu Qing, Hua Cheng, Xie Lian, Shi Qingxuan, and He Xuan. Rated E for explicit. Tags include Alternate Universe, Modern Setting, Alternate Universe, College/University, Party at Hua Cheng's House, Porn with Plot, Porn with Feelings, Roommates, Friends to Lovers, Hair Pulling, Oral Sex, Anal Sex, Praise Kink, Subspace, Submissive Top Mooching, Power Bottom Fengxin, Background Hualien, Background Beef Leaf. Summary: Mu Qing hadn't expected to start making out with his endlessly frustrating roommate at Hua Cheng's party, but when it came to Fang Xin, he was always receiving the unexpected. Besides, it had only been a matter of time before they both gave in. Chapter 1. After Party. The sky was dark when Mu Qing flung himself out the door. It was probably past 10 p.m. by now, so he wasn't surprised to see the stars out. He couldn't really bring himself to care about anyone or anything for the moment, though. His sole concern on putting distance between himself and that asshole. Fucking Fang Xin, he muttered under his breath. He had just left the party at Hua Cheng and He Xuan's shared rented house. It wasn't like he had really expected to have fun, but he also hadn't expected things to turn out this way. The night had taken a strange turn a mere hour into the party. He had shown up with Fang Xin, having walked across campus to get there. The house was located off campus, taking about a 20-minute walk. It wasn't like he had particularly wanted to walk with Fang Xin. It just made sense, as they were roommates in one of the dorms located on campus. All they did was bicker the entire way there. They hadn't even been talking about anything important. Hell, Mu Qing didn't even dislike Fang Xin deep down. It was just something they did. One of them would mention something, like one of the projects they were working on for a class. They would explain the route they had decided to take with the project, and the other would comment something like, "That's a stupid idea." And then they would start fighting. The argument would go on for so long that it was likely neither of them even remembered what started it in the first place. It was so stupid. Fang Xin was so stupid. Mu Qing was stupid for having a crush on him. He couldn't help it. The feelings started developing at the end of the previous year. Mu Qing received a randomly assigned roommate at the beginning of the semester. On moving day, Mu Qing was taking a break from moving boxes from his mother's car. His mother had left to go pick up some food for them while Mu Qing stayed behind to organize. Next thing he knew, a man around his age opened the door and walked in. Mu Qing had scanned him up and down, taking note of the brown hair pulled up into a neat bun atop his head and stern eyes. The man stopped when he saw Mu Qing already there, introducing himself as Fang Xin, his roommate. Mu Qing hadn't been particularly worried. Fang Xin seemed nice enough in the beginning. He was very polite during the move-in process and considerate of Mu Qing's sleep schedule. Issues arose, however, when their opinions differed on various things. Things that didn't even truly matter. Things like Burger King being better than McDonald's, autumn being superior to spring, sleeping with or without socks on. Of course, Mu Qing would die on the hill that one should sleep barefoot. Wearing socks to sleep just caused him to get too hot. but Fangxing disagreed, adamant that wearing socks to bed was necessary. Again, the things they argued about did not actually matter. Eventually, to his own horror, Muqing came to the realization that he enjoyed Fangxing's presence more than that of his other friends. Despite their never-ending arguments, Muqing would take notice of small moments where Fangxing was different around him. There was sometimes a sort of softness when Fangxing would catch his eye across their table of friends, a small smile tugging at his features. It would be gone in an instant when Muqing blinked, though. Or sometimes, when Muqing was out late at the library, Fangxing would text, asking if he was okay and to come home soon. And whenever Muqing was noticeably having a bad day, he would walk outside to find Fangxing waiting for him with a bag of takeout in hand. He would shove it into Muqing's hands before turning around and walking off, Muqing following in stunned silence. Eventually, Muqing recognized his feelings for his roommate. It didn't mean they were easy to accept. If they were easy to accept, Muqing wouldn't be storming off in the direction of his dorm after leaving Fangxing behind at the party. He didn't want to talk to him. He didn't want to address what happened between them tonight. But he didn't know how to erase the memory of Fangxing gently cupping his jaw and leaning in to press his lips against his own. Touch gentle, body radiating warmth. It had been an hour into the party. Fangxing only had one drink, Muqing opting to sip his own, since he didn't care much for alcohol. They were leaning against the wall in the corner of the room away from everyone else, sharing a strangely decent conversation for once. Though if anyone asked Muqing what it had been about, he wouldn't be able to tell them. His entire memory of the conversation was wiped post-kissing Fangxing. After a long pause with the two of them staring at each other, they started kissing again, and again, and again. Inside Muqing's mind, a little voice was screaming at him to stop, that he shouldn't be doing this. This was his roommate. This was annoying Fangxing, who pissed him off daily, arguing incessantly with him about the dumbest topics, the endless push and pull that drove him absolutely insane. But this was also Fangxing, the man who only showed his soft side to Muqing. The rare moments when he was treated with gentle care and respect flooded the forefront of his mind, so much so that his body practically moved on its own to reciprocate the kissing. The moment had barely begun when it ended due to an uproar coming from the other side of the crowded room. Breaking apart, they noticed Xilian standing next to Hua Cheng, but his white shirt was drenched with a red liquid. Someone had apparently spilled their drink all over him, likely drunk and clumsy. Hua Cheng looked furious. Thoughts of kissing Fangxing escaped his mind for a bit due to the chaos. Without hesitation, he ended up following Xilian, who was walking upstairs with Hua Cheng. Fangxing followed as well, but Muqing hadn't been able to think about anything other than helping his friend. That was until Fangxing cornered him after they returned downstairs. Xi Qingxuan had pried the both of them away from their screaming match in front of Hua Cheng's locked bedroom door. Hua Cheng and Xilian were inside, supposedly getting a clean shirt for Xilian. Muqing didn't trust that Hua Cheng with his friend, but Xi Qingxuan wouldn't allow them to bother them any longer. Of course, Xi Qingxuan had trotted off to latch himself to Hushuan's arm again, leaving the two behind. Muqing had just registered the dreadful feeling rising in his chest when Fangxing pulled him by the wrist to sit on the couch against the wall. They'd been so close that their thighs were pressed together. For the next hour, Fangxing spoke to him in a hushed tone, asking him questions, placing a hand on his waist, refusing to let Muqing forget about their kiss from earlier. Muqing shuddered, unsure if it was from the cold wind outside or the memory of Fangxing whispering into his ear. Just the thought had him worked up. He couldn't think straight, desiring nothing more than to go back into the house and press Feng Xin against the wall to kiss him again. But he couldn't do that. He wouldn't do that. Mu Qing, wait up! Mu Qing groaned at the sound of Feng Xin's voice calling out from behind. He'd been walking for a good 5 minutes by himself. The other man had already caught up. It was true they were roommates, so it wasn't like Mu Qing could avoid him forever. But if he had gotten back to their dorm first, he could have at least pretended to have fallen asleep before Feng Xin got there. "Why are you following me?" Mu Qing asked, continuing to walk. "We're going home, aren't we?" "I said I was going home. You could have stayed longer if you wanted to."
"What if I didn't want to stay? What if I wanted to go home with you?"
Mu Qing's stomach flipped at his words, betraying his attempt to remain unaffected. He gritted his teeth, picking his next words carefully.
"I guess that's fine."
Feng Xin had caught up to walk beside him. Though it was dark out, bright lamps lined either side of the pavement. They walked in silence for a while. It was laced in tension. A thin thread stretched taut, just waiting for a blade to cut it. Feng Xin ended up being the one to cut the thread.
"Don't you want to talk about it?"
"What's there to talk about? We talked about it earlier."
"True, but we never came to a conclusion. That, and..."
Feng Xin looked at him.
"I never figured out exactly how you feel about the situation."
Mu Qing stared hard at the ground, kicking stray rocks when he saw them. Truthfully, he had been trying to run away from this conversation. But another part of him wanted to reveal his feelings. Rip off the band-aid already.
"Didn't I make it clear how I felt? I did answer most of your questions."
"Yeah, you did,"
Feng Xin said, a smirk evident in his tone.
"Especially the one about whether you enjoyed kissing me."
A warmth spread over Mu Qing's face, but he refused to look at Feng Xin.
"Your lips are soft. It's not my fault if they feel pleasant."
Feng Xin laughed, and Mu Qing huffed.
"Sure, that's a good enough reason,"
Feng Xin said.
"But I know you're not someone who goes around kissing just anyone."
"What would you know about me? I could kiss anyone else if I wanted to. Besides, you kissed me first."
"But you kissed me back."
Mu Qing opened his mouth, then closed it. He opened it again, but no retort would come out. Feng Xin must have taken notice of his uncharacteristic lack of words. A hand wound around Mu Qing's wrist, pulling him around to face Feng Xin. They came to a halt in the middle of the path. Feng Xin slowly reached up to brush a strand out of Mu Qing's face, his touch gentle.
"I also asked if you wanted to kiss me again,"
Feng Xin said quietly.
"Do you remember how you answered?"
Mu Qing's gaze was averted, still refusing to meet his eyes. He was afraid of what he would do if he did.
"If you already know the answer, why ask?"
"Because it's important to be clear on these things. You are allowed to change your mind."
Mu Qing chewed at his bottom lip.
"Well, my answer hasn't changed."
The corner of Feng Xin's lip twitched.
"Good. Then, regarding that little suggestion of yours..."
"What about it?"
Feng Xin's hand hadn't left his hair, continuing to comb his fingers through his long ponytail. He brought the hand around to settle under his chin, lifting it slightly. Mu Qing couldn't look away any longer, breath hitching as his eyes met Feng Xin's. The man had narrowed the gap between their bodies, leaving just a small bit of space.
"Well, it was a good suggestion,"
Feng Xin said with a hum.
"Making out in our dorm room would be much cozier than some dusty corner in Hua Cheng's house."
Mu Qing mentally slapped himself, regretting the brazen suggestion he'd let slip past his lips earlier on the couch. He couldn't help it with the way Feng Xin had been pressing into his side, hot breath in his ear sending shivers through his body.
Every time he'd try to pull away, Fangxing would suggest something else that intrigued Muqing to hear the end of it. Then he would end up staying. Fangxing was glancing down at Muqing's lips where his tongue had swiped over them.
"Do you not still want that?"
Muqing was getting sick of this charade of pretending he didn't care, of acting like he didn't want to pin Fangxing down on his tiny mattress in their dorm room, wanting desperately to hear what kind of noises he could pull out of him.
"Fuck, fine," Muqing said. "Yes, I want that, but..."
Fangxing's eyebrows furrowed when he trailed off. He looked confused.
"But what? Why have you been running from this conversation if this is what you want?"
And something in Muqing snapped.
"Because if I kiss you in our dorm room, I'm going to want to fuck you."
Fangxing's face blanched, his eyes widening as his hold loosened on his chin. Realizing what he'd just said, Muqing averted his gaze and took a step back. He continued before he could back out, knowing he would never say it if he didn't right now.
"Why do you think we've never kissed until now? We had plenty of chances alone in our dorm, but I didn't allow myself to try because I knew it would change things between us. We're roommates. If I kissed you and you didn't feel the same way, it would ruin things. I'm not sure why, but it felt different when we were at their house, away from our dorm. I guess it felt safer."
He continued looking off to the side, avoiding Fangxing's obvious stare. He could feel it burning into the side of his face.
"I guess," Muqing said, "I'm afraid to bring this back to our dorm if you don't feel the same."
A moment passed in silence, the tension from before creeping back in. This new thing between them of waiting for the other to speak felt strange. Before tonight, they were more prone to interrupting each other mid-sentence, refusing to let the other get the last word. But here they were, allowing each other to simply breathe and waiting expectantly for the other to speak first. It made Muqing's skin crawl. He wanted, needed Fangxing to say something before he ran off and ditched him again. He chanced a glance at Fangxing's face. He still looked surprised, but the cogs in his brain seemed to be turning. With his eyes trained on Muqing, he took a measured step forward.
"And what if I do feel the same?"
It felt like the wind was knocked out of Muqing. Never for a moment did he expect his feelings to be shared. Even if Fangxing did return his attraction, did he actually want to have sex with him? Truly? It felt too good to be true.
"Fangxing, what exactly are you implying?"
Muqing asked, the slight shake in his voice betraying him. He needed to know. He needed to be sure. Fangxing remained planted in the same spot, expression laced with resolve.
"I want you to fuck me. It's not as if the idea has never crossed my mind."
The last of Muqing's patience dissipated, and he surged forward to close the rest of the distance between them. He slid a hand around to the back of Fangxing's neck, pulling him closer and slotting their lips together. Fangxing wasted no time, hands moving up to grasp his hips, tugging Muqing flush against his body. The kiss was heated, full of teeth and tongue, hands wandering and fingers searching. Searching and searching. Muqing was searching for something. He wanted to feel all of Fangxing. It was something he'd been craving desperately after months of longing looks, hiding his expression behind books while studying together in the library. After listening to Fangxing's steady breathing from the bed against the other wall in their dorm room, wishing they could be sleeping together, pressed chest to back, struggling to fit on the undersized mattress. After catching him telling someone off for insulting Muqing behind his back, Muqing having stopped just before turning the corner to join Fangxing in the cafeteria. There was no way to ignore these feelings. He didn't want to wait a minute longer. He couldn't wait.
"Dorm, My bed. Now.
As soon as the words left Muqing's lips, Fangxin stopped kissing him to grab his hand. With their fingers interlaced, Muqing allowed himself to be pulled in the direction of their building. After 10 minutes of quick strides and the occasional halt to drag each other into another searing kiss before continuing, they arrived at the door to their room. Fangxin fumbled with the key in his haste to unlock the door. Muqing took the opportunity to close his eyes and take a deep breath, preparing himself for what was about to happen. He was going to have sex with his roommate. He was going to have sex with Fangxin. Fangxin, his roommate, wanted to have sex with him. He released a shaky breath, filled with anticipation. Fangxin had finally managed to unlock the door. His arm was out, holding the door open. After noticing Muqing frozen in place, he paused to look back at him. Their hands were still joined, and he felt Fangxin squeeze lightly. Muqing looked up.
"You okay?"
Fangxin asked, voice soft and full of care. And Muqing would be lying if he said he didn't melt a bit in response.
"Are you sure you want to do this?"
Muqing returned his gaze, opening his mouth to speak with conviction.
"I've never been more sure of anything when it comes to you."
With that statement, Muqing was yanked through the doorway. The door was shut quickly before he was roughly pushed up against it. Lips were pressed against his neck, sucking at the spot beneath his ear. The sensation forced a breathy moan out of his throat.
"Ah, Fangxin, fuck."
Fangxin hummed, the vibration traveling from his throat down to his crotch. His body was starting to react properly now that they were behind closed doors.
"You have no idea how long I've wanted to do this,"
Fangxin said, dragging his teeth down his neck. Muqing's mind went hazy. The mere idea of Fangxin possibly experiencing the same thoughts Muqing had about him was disorienting. Once again, he needed to know. He needed the validation.
"Yeah,"
Muqing rasped out, legs trembling under the other's touch.
"Tell me all about it."
"Well, first off, finding out I had such a hot roommate already made my life difficult last year." Fangxin pressed a kiss to his collarbone.
"Then I realized you got annoyed easily, which was amusing at first. Then I saw it as a simple way to get closer to you. Face it, it's not like we argue about anything important. I just used it as an excuse to talk, to touch, wishing I could touch you like this."
A gasp escaped Muqing's lips. It was a reaction resulting from Fangxin's lips on his skin, as well as the words that left them. He couldn't deny that he himself enjoyed the petty fighting for the same reasons. On some occasions, Muqing was lucky if Fangxin grabbed his wrist or pushed his chest in frustration, and it gave him the perfect excuse to shove him back. Whether he took note of how firm Fangxin's chest felt under his hand in the process was nobody's business.
"Who would have expected that you'd feel the same?" Of course I feel the same,"
Muqing gritted out. Confessing his feelings was still a difficult task, no matter what had already happened between them tonight.
"Why wouldn't I? You're just so..."
He trailed off, prompting Fangxin to pause, lips still attached to his collarbone.
"Just so what?"
Muqing couldn't help his signature irritation returning. It was like a reflex.
"Infuriating," he snapped.
Fangxin laughed at that. He suddenly grabbed both of Muqing's wrists, pinning them above his head. Fangxin lifted his head to look at him.
"Is that all I am to you? Infuriating? Such mean words. Not at all like the ones you offered me back at the party."
Shut up, Muqing stuttered, his cheeks flushing.
"That was then, and this is now."
"Oh?" Fangxin said, holding eye contact. But you were so pliant with me then, so willing to listen. Do I need to whisper dirty images into your ear again? Maybe that'll help bring back mooching from the party on that couch.
You...
He was cut off by his own gasp. One of Fangxin's legs had pushed in between his own, applying pressure to his crotch. It sent a jolt of pleasure through his body. If Fangxin hadn't been holding him up, his legs might have buckled under him.
God, mooching, you're so pretty like this.
Fangxin's eyes raked over his twitching form as he started nudging his thigh back and forth. Mooching was sure he could feel how hard he was through his jeans. He blushed more intensely at the thought.
Look at you, Fangxin purred. You're so red. Absolutely gorgeous.
If you don't...
Mooching started. If I don't what?
Stop teasing me!
Then what do you want?
I want you on my bed right now, Mooching hissed, trying to free his arms. It didn't work.
Fangxin's grip was secure around his wrists.
Now, Mooching, you'll have to earn it.
Mooching scoffed. And how am I supposed to do that?
Why don't you tell me how you feel about me? How long have you liked me?
Admitting how he felt about people was, unfortunately, Mooching's biggest weakness. It made him feel vulnerable. It wasn't like he didn't want to open up to Fangxin, but vulnerability was a terrifying concept. He'd expected to keep his feelings inside until the end of the semester. The two of them would move out and be assigned different roommates the following semester. Obviously, one night had completely changed that plan. Now that he had a chance to be with Fangxin, he didn't want to pass it up.
Last year, Mooching mumbled.
Fangxin tilted his head.
Hmm? The end of last semester is how long I've liked you.
He rambled on before Fangxin could offer a snarky comment.
I didn't know how to feel about you at first. You started off nice, then you started fighting over everything with me. But even though I should have hated you, I never could. Because I started noticing things. There are times you're so ridiculously gentle with me. Like, honestly, what the fuck? You were supposed to hate me, and I was supposed to hate you back. But then you'd go and smile at me or go out of your way to calm me down when I was stressed out from classes. You act different when it's just us two, and I don't know how to deal with that information. What the hell? Fangxin, why the hell did you make me like you?
He barely had a moment to catch his breath before Fangxin tilted his face forward to press a soft kiss onto his lips. It was tender and slow, and Mooching simply wanted to exist in this feeling forever, being encased by the warmth, the smell, all of Fangxin.
See what I mean?
Mooching breathed between kisses.
Fucking asshole, making me feel this way.
Fangxin laughed quietly against his mouth, but didn't comment. His hands had loosened around Mooching's wrists. Mooching took the opportunity to hook his arms around his neck to pull him closer. Fangxin kissed him, and Mooching met him halfway. He would always meet him halfway. After a few minutes, the kiss turned rougher. Mooching would slip his tongue in every other kiss, and every time he did, Fangxin's hand would curl tighter into his ponytail.
God, he loved the feeling of Fangxin pulling his hair.
He wasn't quite sure how to communicate that without outright saying it. So he settled for moaning at every pull, every tug.
Is this something you like?
Fangxin mumbled after a while. Mooching moaned at a particularly harsh tug of his hair, losing himself in the feeling.
Fuck, yes.
Fangxin exhaled audibly, clearly affected by Mooching's response. Letting go of his hair, he wrapped a hand around his wrist to lead them over to Mooching's bed. Fangxin sat down first with his legs hanging over the edge. He pulled Mooching into his lap so that he was straddling him, knees on each side of his thighs.
Mooching blushed when he registered their position. They were normally around the same height, but with their new position, Mooching was currently looking down at Fangxin, who tilted his chin up to meet his gaze. He placed his hands on each of Fangxin's shoulders, sucking in his bottom lip.
So now I'm allowed on my bed?
Mooching asked in an attempt to distract himself from his embarrassment. Fangxin smiled.
Sure. You did answer my questions after all. I have to keep my word.
Yeah, you better. I told you half an hour ago to take this to my bed, and we're only just now arriving. You should feel bad.
Ha ha. I feel terrible.
Fangxin said, sarcasm laced in the last word.
Like I said, you'd better.
Fangxin was studying his face with interest. He narrowed his eyes.
Is there a chance that you're nervous?
What makes you say that?
Mooching questioned.
You're rambling.
Rambling? I am not rambling.
I think I know rambling when I see it. I've known you long enough to know you're the type to go on about random shit when you're not sure how to proceed.
Mooching didn't say anything in response. He just glared down at the other man and his stupid little smirk, looking so smug as if he'd figured something out.
In other words, you're shy.
Mooching wanted to scoff and wave off the suggestion, but before he could think up a comeback, there were hands sliding up his thighs. The words died in his throat. They slowly moved higher, touch feather light. Upon reaching his hips, Mooching's lips parted, his breath hitching with anticipation.
That's right, Fangxin whispered. You're shy, unsure of what I'm going to do next, not knowing what to do with yourself.
Fangxin's fingers dipped underneath Mooching's shirt, tickling the exposed sliver of pale skin. Mooching couldn't even manage to get a word out. He was actually breathless. The entire situation was hard for his mind to grasp. It had felt impossible up until now, being something he'd only ever experienced in the safety of his dreams. Before his mind had caught up, his shirt was being pulled off his head and thrown carelessly to the floor. Fangxin mapped his hands over the smooth expanse of bare skin, staring at it in awe.
"It's nothing you haven't seen before," Mooching said, finally managing to speak. His face felt hot under the scrutiny. "We change clothes in front of each other all the time."
But we're not changing your clothes. I'm stripping you," Fangxin said.
He smirked when Mooching averted his gaze. "Besides, those times were different. Now I have you all to myself, in my lap, in my arms, free to touch you however I want, however you want."
Fangxin settled his hands around Mooching's waist. "So, is this okay? Can I touch you like this?"
There was something incredibly hot about Fangxin asking before doing anything. But he didn't let it show, or at least he hoped he didn't. He chose to huff out a breath, rolling his eyes.
"Sure, yeah, this is fine."
"Okay, good." Fangxin splayed a hand on his stomach and trailed it slowly upward. Mooching shivered at the feeling of the palm on his torso. He had barely gotten used to it when Fangxin pressed his lips onto his chest. His mouth fell open as Fangxin applied closed-mouth kisses to his skin. It soon turned into sucking and nipping.
God, Fangxin's mouth felt so good. He seemed to know what he was doing.
As if it wasn't enough, one of Fangxin's hands traveled up his back, fingers tangling in his long ponytail. He pulled the strands gently at first, still pressing kisses onto his chest. The tugs quickly became harsher to the point where Mooching was gasping at random, unable to predict when Fangxin would pull. After some time, Fangxin gripped his ponytail and pulled all the way down, leaving Mooching's neck on full display. Fangxin pulled Mooching's body down further into his lap so he could reach up to press his lips against his neck. Mooching moaned at the sensation. You sound so good. So pretty. Bangxin whispered against his neck. You seem so content like this. I can't help but wonder if you'll ever fuck me.
I would, but you keep distracting me.
Muqing gasped out.
Distracting? How am I distracting you?
You're such a fuck.
Muqing cried out when Fangxin grabbed his hips to grind him down into his lap. It was a sudden reminder of how hard Muqing was due to all the teasing and kissing and touching. It was honestly starting to hurt having himself contained in his tight jeans. Fangxin began a steady pace, rocking Muqing into him. Muqing quickly learned that Fangxin was just as physically affected as him.
Fuck, Fangxin, Muqing moaned. You're trying to drag this out. You keep distracting me.
I can't help it, Fangxin said, letting out a few moans of his own.
You're so fun to tease. I fucking knew you were teasing me. But if you want me to fuck you so bad, then stop teasing.
Fangxin hummed in thought, the rocking slowing down.
How bad do you want me?
What?
You heard me. How bad do you want to fuck me?
That's not... Why are you asking me questions out of nowhere? Just let me...
Muqing had started to remove himself from Fangxin's lap, but was gripped harshly by the hips. Fangxin kept him planted in place, eyes dark. Muqing shivered at the rough treatment, strangely finding pleasure in it.
I'll ask you again, Fangxin said slowly.
His hand found its way into his ponytail again, winding it around his fingers.
How bad do you want to fuck me, Muqing? I won't let you unless you tell me.
His words simultaneously turned on and flustered Muqing. He didn't know how to express his desires, always so reserved with his feelings. Fighting himself inwardly, a pained whine escaped his throat as his eyes darted between Fangxin's face and the rest of the room.
Baby,
Fangxin cooed, the nickname making Muqing lightheaded.
Use your words.
Taking a moment to steel himself, Muqing inhaled deeply as he closed his eyes. Exhaling, he finally opened his mouth.
I've wanted you for a long time now. God, I really want to fuck you, Fangxin.
And I really want you to fuck me,
Fangxin said, smirking.
See? Was that so hard?
Muqing was getting sick of his sarcastic mouth. He surged forward to shut him up, encasing his lips with his own to kiss him hard. Fangxin gasped, the sound swallowed by Muqing as he sucked harshly on his upper lip, turning his head to nip at the other side. Muqing used his weight to push Fangxin back so that he was lying down on the mattress. Still straddling him, he hovered over him and removed his shirt in one quick movement. He carelessly threw it over his shoulder onto the floor somewhere, moving down to connect their lips again. He let his hands wander all over the body beneath him, finally able to experience his dream of pinning Fangxin down on his tiny mattress. Now, he just needed to pull those lovely sounds from his lips.
Now you're where I want you,
Muqing murmured, feeling pleased with himself. He now had the upper hand.
Am I now?
Fangxin tried to comment, but was cut off by a rough kiss from Muqing.
Shut up,
Muqing muttered between kisses. Kissing him silent, Muqing drifted a hand down to palm at Fangxin's crotch. Fangxin inhaled sharply through his nose, and Muqing let up only slightly in order to allow wine to slip from between their lips. He repeated the action, producing even more unrestrained sounds from the man underneath him, music to his ears.
Sounds so good,
Muqing breathed out. He only received a low moan in response. Finally, Fangxin was rendered unable to speak, at least for the moment, and he would revel in the moment for as long as possible. always wanted to hear you like this, not talking and falling apart. We should do this more often." The words seemed to do something to Feng Xin, if his hips thrusting up into his touch meant anything. His hands grasped at Mu Qing's belt loops. After some time, Mu Qing curled his fingers around the hem of Feng Xin's pants. He broke their kiss to put some distance between their faces, raising an eyebrow with an unspoken question in his eyes. "Go ahead," Feng Xin breathed out, looking a bit hazy. With the confirmation, Mu Qing unzipped and removed his pants. He threw them haphazardly to the floor to join the other strewn clothes. He started palming them through his underwear, taking note of his obvious arousal. Feng Xin's noises were unrestrained now that only one thin piece of fabric separated them. "Mu Qing, hurry up," Feng Xin said. "You're taking forever." And there Feng Xin went, making his snarky comments again. Mu Qing supposed it had only been a matter of time. They were used to squabbling after all. "Who's the one who held me against the door for 10 minutes? Mu Qing countered. He wrapped his hand around Feng Xin's cock through his underwear, earning a whimper from the man. "You don't get to complain." Mu Qing. Dragging this out would be the perfect course of action. Pinning Feng Xin down into the mattress and stroking him slowly through his underwear while he cried out in pleasure sounded ideal. The best case scenario to get back at him for all the sarcastic remarks he'd ever made. All the times he'd won their petty arguments. Unfortunately, Mu Qing did not currently have the capacity to drag anything out or hold himself back any longer. His own mind was clouded with want and desire. He hated to admit it to himself, but he was tired of waiting too. The pining had gone on for so long already. He ridded Feng Xin of his underwear and gazed down at his now visible arousal. He bit his lip subconsciously as he placed a hand on each thigh. "You want to spread those legs for me?" Mu Qing coaxed. Feng Xin didn't waste a second and did just that. Mu Qing shifted around on the bed, hovering over him as he pulled open the top drawer of his nightstand. Reaching in, his hand withdrew a small clear bottle. Returning to his previous position between Feng Xin's legs, he addressed him. "If you're ready, I have the lube." Upon hearing Feng Xin's keen approval, Mu Qing coated his fingers with lube and slowly worked Feng Xin open. Impatient as he was, he wanted to make sure he was properly prepped. Besides, it was worth it to see and hear him moaning and squirming under his touch. "That's enough," Feng Xin said after several long minutes, panting. "I'm ready."
"Are you sure?"
"Mu Qing, oh my fuck, yes. I'm definitely ready right fucking now. Now put your dick in me before I do it for you." "Such a filthy mouth," Mu Qing clicked his tongue. "Now there's the Feng Xin we all know. Then again, no one else has seen you the way I'm seeing you right now." He reached his free hand out to curve his index finger under his chin, tipping his face up. He let his thumb graze over his bottom lip. "A complete mess. At my mercy. All for me." Feng Xin actually scoffed, but Mu Qing could see how turned on he was underneath all the attitude. He should know. He plays this game regularly.
"You were at my mercy for most of tonight, especially at the party," Feng Xin said. "Need I remind you of how much you were blushing? Honestly, you're so helpless around me."
"Always using the same lame comebacks. Who is on top of you right now?"
"It's true that you're on top," Feng Xin said with a smirk. "But are you sure I'm the one at your mercy?"
"The hell?" Mu Qing curled his fingers that were still inside Feng Xin. It forced a gasp out of him.
"I think you're misunderstanding who has the power right now," Mu Qing sneered.
The man beneath him quickly recovered, however. He huffed out a laugh.
"Come on. I know you're struggling to hold back from fucking me right now, aren't you, baby? You won't hurt me. There's no need to hold back."
And damn it, if those words didn't turn him on so much, why the actual fuck was Fengxin so hot when he spoke so rudely to him? Hell, he was supposed to be the one in control here. Before he'd met Fengxin, Muqing had never met another person more assertive than him. He hadn't even had a clue that another person's confidence could excite him this much. But he couldn't give in. Not yet. Muqing withdrew his fingers from Fengxin, earning another gasp. Wordlessly, he squeezed a generous amount of lube from the bottle and slicked it around and along his own cock. He knew Fengxin was watching him, but he paid him no mind until he was done. Tossing the bottle aside, he shifted on the bed toward Fengxin. He placed his hands on each of his knees to pry them further apart to make room for himself. Once settled, he moved just far enough forward to press the tip against his entrance, but he didn't attempt to push in. Instead, he tried to gather some semblance of control over the situation. He didn't miss the way Fengxin's breath hitched. It gave Muqing something to work with. The corners of his lips tugged up.
What? You want me to move or something? Why don't you ask me for it?
Huh? Ask you? You're already planning to do it, aren't you?
Well, maybe I'm not.
Fengxin regarded him with a blank expression. You quite literally have your dick pressing against my ass right now.
Yeah, and?
Muqing spluttered. This wasn't going his way at all. I'm not sure what you're going for. I mean, it's obvious you're dying to thrust into me right now.
It's a possibility.
Oh, is it now? Fengxin said. A dangerous smirk was forming on his face. Then why don't you do it already?
You have to ask me first.
Is that what this is about? Are you trying to make me beg, Muqing? Muqing's voice faltered. Had he really been found out so easily? He had been hoping their new position would give him a bit more authority. Fengxin laughed and combed a hand through his hair.
Oh, Muqing, sweetie. I don't need to be on top, or even the one fucking you, to have you be the one begging.
Muqing's body betrayed him, cock pulsing in response to his words.
That was hot. Why the hell was that hot? Why are you so confident about that?
Muqing finally gritted through his teeth.
I could be the one in control.
But do you even want to be in control? Fengxin asked with a hum. From what I've seen tonight, you like being the one put in your place. You want to be held down, restrained, letting me pull your hair and all. I'm sure you would relish in being driven to the point of begging to fuck me.
Muqing tried to bite back a moan, but it ended up slipping through anyway. His eyes widened in horror, face burning and heat spreading to the tips of his ears. He turned his head to the side upon seeing the smug look on Fengxin's face.
Go ahead. Just ask.
Why should I?
Muqing retorted.
Come now, Muqing. Don't you want to fuck me?
Yes.
Then say it.
Muqing peeked at him from the corners of his eyes. He felt himself unraveling little by little. Fengxin knew how to do that to him better than anyone. The petty argument suddenly seemed like some kind of preparation for the current moment. His better judgment was becoming a little clouded due to arousal. His straining erection wasn't helping him keep a calm mind in the least bit.
I already said it earlier, didn't I?
But I want to hear you say it again, Fengxin said. Fengxin rolled his hips down the bed, causing his cock to just slightly breach into him. Muqing bit his lip hard, eyelashes fluttering at the jolt of pleasure. But just as soon as it happened, Fengxin was pulling away, smiling in satisfaction.
Feels good, doesn't it? It could feel even better. Don't you want it to feel better?
I want... Mooching trailed off. Another roll of Fengxing's hips had him trembling on his knees, lips parting as he began panting.
Fengxing, I want... let me...
His sentences were skewed and broken, and he wasn't even sure if he was capable of speaking anymore. But Fengxing kept prompting him, reminding him of what he needed to communicate. Eventually, the right words left his mouth.
Fengxing, please, let me fuck you right now. Need it so bad.
So good, Mooching. Come here. Fengxing grabbed both of his wrists to pull him forward. Mooching hovered over him, palms moving display on either side of his head.
Come on,
Fengxing whispered, gazing intently up at him.
Fuck me now.
Mooching didn't need any more prompting before starting to slowly push into Fengxing. The more he sheaved himself inside, the harsher both of their breathing became. Once he was fully inside, he allowed Fengxing a minute to get used to the feeling. He waited for Fengxing's breathing to become more even, eyes fixed on his expression. After some time, Fengxing snaked his hands up Mooching's thighs to rest on his hips.
Go on, then.
Mooching pulled out halfway before thrusting back in, pace still agonizingly slow. After several more thrusts, Fengxing spoke up.
Mooching, I'm not going to break. You don't have to treat me so delicately.
Mooching looked down at him, narrowing his eyes.
I'm just being careful.
Don't be. I want to feel you even after we're done. Go harder.
Fuck, Fengxing.
Mooching moaned his name. His bluntness made him hot all over. He didn't waste another moment and increased his pace, pulling almost all the way out and slamming back in. It forced the breath out of Fengxing, his nails digging into Mooching's hips.
Yes, like that,
Fengxing groaned. Mooching stopped holding back and fucked him properly. Fengxing gripped his hips for a while before his hands started wandering aimlessly over his body. His fingers trailed across his stomach, his chest, over his shoulders, and eventually looped around his neck to pull him down into a searing kiss. Mooching kept up his pace, pulling out and plunging back in. He moaned into Fengxing's mouth, faintly registering the feeling of fingers pulling his hair. A curse escaped his lips upon a particularly harsh tug that separated their lips. How could he expect to last long when Fengxing was using his hair against him? Combined with the pleasure he felt below, it was overwhelming.
Feels so good. You feel good.
Mooching rambled.
Can't believe we could have been doing this all semester.
Yeah, you've wanted to fuck me all semester.
Does it count if I fucked you in my mind while getting myself off?
Fengxing let out a moan at that.
That makes two of us, then.
They continued, but it didn't last much longer. Mooching was brought steadily closer to the edge due to all the stimulation. As he approached his climax, he reached a hand between their stomachs to wrap a hand around Fengxing's cock, stroking him in time with his thrusts. Mooching released, and Fengxing followed shortly after. When their orgasms subsided, Mooching pulled out to collapse on top of Fengxing, burying his face into his neck. He registered Fengxing mumbling sweet praises in his ear, and he preened inwardly, hiding a smile against his neck. After lying there motionless for a bit, Mooching got both of them cleaned up before rejoining Fengxing on his bed. He'd brought clean pajamas for them to put on. He didn't miss the small smile on Fengxing's lips, despite it being subtle. Of course he didn't miss it. Mooching noticed everything about Fengxing. He noticed the things that Fengxing didn't show anyone else. He always made sure of that. They fell asleep pressed together on top of the small mattress, with Fengxing's chest pressed to Mooching's back, legs tangled beneath the sheets. It was small, and the mattress always felt like a brick, but Fengxing made him feel warm and cozy,
safe and loved, and Mooching wouldn't have it any other way. End of chapter 1.